Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A quiet Destin is
it
just...
Was quiet.
Destin quiet is awesome.
Yeah, it was.
It is.
Beach is clean.
Yes.
It was clean. And so we got down there.
How was the water? Was
it depended on the
has
day.
Has it been raining a lot?
The first,
it did rain while you were down there.
The first 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, it looked like it was clear, blue, you know, that turquoise kind of water
right,
and the
right.
white sand. Like it looked like, you know, like a picture from the Caribbean or something like that. And so we've been to Destin a few times, but I had never seen the water that nice. And then the wind started picking up on Tuesday. Wednesday was crazy. Like it rained 3 inches on Wednesday.
Wow.
So it was just, that was just a washed out day. And then Friday was beautiful again. But the waves were kind of up a little bit, but it was great. It was quiet.
When did y'all come back?
Saturday.
You got a day rest. Okay.
Yeah.
Always good.
We left early Saturday, got back home probably about 4 or so Saturday afternoon. So watched a bunch of the Masters on Saturday afternoon. Felt like Sunday, you know, because he'd been on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So then we just kind of hung out, had some drinks, put the kids to bed. It was nice. And then yesterday, just kind of trying to unpack and get everything back in order. All the favors you don't do yourself when you're packing and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, shit, I wish I would have done that before I left.
Right.
Oh, fuck, we forgot to run the dishwasher. So now
these are gross. That happened to me when we got back. And I was like... Oh, and I said to myself before I walked out that fucking door Saturday morning for the flight, I was like, Randy, run this fucking dishwasher. And completely forgot and came back. I was like, oh.
Always something. You always forget something.
Yes.
Like we had a bunch of people over for Easter, which was well before we left, but we had like fresh flowers. And there was some fresh lilies on the mantle. And they just decomposed. Like,
did
I don't even.
Smell good?
They did. But by the time we got back from vacation, they were
shit,
yeah,
man.
And like they like leak pollen or something, and that shit stained the mantle.
Oh really?
Yeah,
oh, well.
So that was bad.
Yeah,
it was all kinds of weird little stuff like that. But it was a good trip.
Yeah.
It was definitely a good week. Got to spend the week with my mom. I hadn't seen my mom.
How's she doing?
She's doing good.
Yeah.
Very short hair,
uh-huh.
Which I think looks kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
Like it's like grown back out, maybe. I don't know, half an inch or something like
right.
that. It looks cool.
Right.
But she doesn't think so.
Is she still here or is she coming back?
Yeah, she's here. She leaves tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And then she's going to come back for Jack's birthday
in
June. But yeah, so that was really cool. And then my wife's folks were with us. So we had 3 grandparents and 2 kids.
Ugh,
pretty good
fuck
ratio.
Yeah.
That's how I got to play golf twice last week, which was nice. It was great. It was just all around solid, relaxing, refreshing week.
A lot of day drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of day drinking.
Pretty big condo. Lots of space for people to.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone had their own space, which was cool. Those 3 bedrooms and they all had bathrooms. So everybody
nice.
Had their own.
Yeah,
so like,
that's a nice place.
We had all the, you know, our kids and me and Ashley in our room. And then Jim and Julie had theirs and my mom had her space. So that, because my mom is a sleep in person. So her room was way off the beaten path. She'll get up. She'll sleep until like 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I'm up at whatever time, and Jack's up at 6.
Right.
So we're up.
Like, what are we going to do?
Yeah, what are we doing today?
Yes.
So that was nice. It was – I'll reveal something here. Day drinking. I try not to go – try to wait into the afternoon a little bit for liquor, you know, before I got into the tequila.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right, what are we going to day drink? What are we doing? Beer's good. That's always nice. And then Ashley went to the store and got some of the like the Topo Chico seltzers. And then High Noon. Have you tried that? It's like a vodka seltzer in a can.
Oh, no, I haven't tried. There's a High Noon whiskey.
Did not like it. I was like, all right, maybe. Like this is like a nice, it'd be easier for day drinking maybe.
Like a vodka soda in a can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was gross. It didn't taste good. Like, I don't know. My stance has remained consistent on seltzers and cocktails and cans.
My wife told me this because we got back and we went to, because Sebastian was staying with his godparents and they live on South Beach, and so we had to go down there, and our flight didn't leave to 8, so we just went and hung out on the beach, and so we were walking to the beach from their house, and so they were like, well, we're gonna stop by the store, we're gonna get some to drink and everything. I was like, yeah, that's fine, whatever, and they were like, and I love this dude, he's a good brother. The couple I had married, mm-hmm. I got married, and I love him, he's a good brother. And so he's like, yeah, Randy, I'm gonna go in here and we're gonna get these Trulies, all right, and tell me what you think. And I know he doesn't listen to the show,
so
I know,
he doesn't know.
So he doesn't know. Yeah. And my face and my reaction. And so Donna's like, you didn't have to act like that. You didn't have to embarrass him. I was like, what do you mean? He said, what do you think about that? And I said, I'm a real man. I don't drink that bullshit. And I was saying it in a jokester way, but how my face and everything said it, it did come off kind of rude. And sure, she's like, you embarrassed him, Randy. I was like, I didn't mean to. This is my guy right here.
Yeah, but if he's put together and confident in himself, he's going to drink.
Exactly. But I felt
he didn't, I like it, I'm going to drink.
He didn't get no fucking
Trulies. Oh, no. What did he get?
He got Modelo's. Oh, yeah, we're drinking.
That's,
yeah.
That's much better.
Yeah, we were drinking. Yeah, we were drinking Modelo's. But I felt. But she's like, that's your second one. I was like, because I got a big strike on the. I got like a fucking bases loaded swing and miss like strike. Like on the cruise.
What'd you do?
Well, it wasn't me. It was her friend. And her friend was, you know, they got drunk and they were fussing and shit on the cruise. Damn. And so he's still trying to get me to go on this Alaskan cruise shit. And so, because they had one, I was like, you know, I'm not going. Right? And so we're sitting there at dinner and her friend said, well, if you don't want to go, me and Donna will go without you. And she dropped her head. My wife dropped her head and grabbed my hand. It's like, don't you do it. And I had to. I said, I can't let her. I said, let me tell you something. Don't tell me what the fuck you're going to do with my wife, all right? Okay? All right? Do we have another issue, okay? So don't do that shit, all right? My wife, you don't tell me what mine going to goddamn do. And so, so that was a big one.
I bet.
That was a big one.
Yeah.
Dinner too? Yeah. No, that was,
but at least, I don't
but
know.
The thing about it was dinner, so we eat a late dinner anyways. Yeah. So it's about 9:30. I didn't give a shit no more. I'm just going to go to sleep, wake up, and we'll be fine.
Donna's reaction, though, kind of, to me, gives it a little bit of credence. Like, she knew you were going to say something, because you kind of had to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it seems like you shouldn't be in as much, it shouldn't be as much hot water.
Just I'm good now, though. I'm good. Like I said, we go to sleep, wake up, fuck it. Yeah. I'm good now, but yeah.
But like, but the fact that she knew.
Yes.
She knew that was not the right way to,
She dropped her head and grabbed my hand and squeezed it. Like, please don't say nothing.
I think the worst is when you surprise them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, wait, why did you act like that?
Yes, but like, you know how she knows better.
No surprise.
Yeah, she knows better than anybody. But yeah, that shit was funny as hell. And I'll tell you the last thing, I didn't realize breaking up with a lawn man, people cared so much about it. People were like, well, he has a family. I was like, so? We found a dude that's better. He charges the same price.
Oh, like the general public?
Yeah.
So who knows about the...
I had tweeted, I was like, I had to break up my... But the dude is good, first of all. He's good. And like, the O-line people, they don't do bushes or anything extra. That's always extra, and it's way extra.
Oh, okay.
This guy does everything in the price.
Oh. And he also probably has a family.
Yeah, I was like... Right. Now, I'm not going to break up with him. That's just going to be Donna's shop, because I like our lawn guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was like, damn. He got a family. So do I, goddammit. Yeah, so and my family wants to have nice bushes.
And the other guy who's now doing it.
Dude, you should have seen him. He came to the house, Andy, and like cut down that big ass bush I'm trying to cut down.
Yeah.
He had like some kind of grinder thing, rode up in there, grinded that shit up.
Nice.
And then she went and bought them brown bags to put on the street for mm-hmm. him to fill. He was like, no, I brought my own bags.
Oh, great.
Like,
wow.
Like,
that's the key.
Yeah.
It's one thing to take it down, whatever, cut down the bush, the tree, whatever you're trying to get rid of. The removal.
Yeah.
That's the big.
He had his own bag.
That's nice.
And he put it all in the bag and took it.
Didn't even leave it there on the street.
Didn't even leave it on
the street. At least bag it up.
Didn't bag it. No. Took it with him.
I love that guy.
I was like, oh.
I thought you were saying that the lawn guy was hard to break up with, because I've had that experience.
Yeah.
Like, we used a couple different companies for the grass. Not mowing it, but like treating it, you know? And to be like, no, we don't want your service anymore. They don't. Take no for an answer.
Because they cut the neighbor's lawns too, and so
all of us get our
about this rate. It's like, no, I don't want it. I'm gonna do it myself. Like, I found a way to do it myself, and it looks better, so I don't want to do it. Like, no, but what about this? Same thing with newspapers. I told you guys about my breakup with the AJC. They finally got the hint. My father-in-law broke up with the Asheville Citizen Times while we were on vacation. He was on the phone with them for half an hour.
Jim don't get newspapers no more?
No, Jim had to cut him loose for the same reason, because he got the introductory price because probably he wanted to read an article about something. Yeah. It was 99 cents, so he got it, and then it was 99 cents a month. But then they sneak that upcharge. Now it's $12.99 a month, and Julie's very meticulous about bills. So she saw, like, what's this $12.99 charge that's automatically coming out? And he was like, I don't know. It says newspaper. Like, oh. So they canceled.
They don't have to give any forewarning once the trial's over.
And that's the worst.
It's a six-month thing, and then after that, it's in the fine print. You just never read the fine print because you just want to read the article.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And then, yeah, they were trying to get him. He was like, no, please cancel my
They're showing
service.
It's crazy. You know what it looks like? Somebody sent a picture of the Florida Players parking lot, and all of them have the same fucking car. Challengers and Chargers.
Just little race cars they can zoom around Gainesville with.
Oh, man. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
What's the boy's name? What's his name? The boy? Rasheed Wright?
Oh, Rasheed Rice?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, this is something that's going to happen a lot today.
What?
The last I heard is he was cooperating with Dallas.
Yes, he turned himself in. Yeah, yeah. They issued a warrant. He turned himself in.
And he was racing against an SMU player.
Right, and they were both suspended. They were rental cars. Right?
Were they rentals?
Oh, I thought they were.
The Lamborghini was a rental.
Oh.
It's like a $1,500 a day rental.
So he was tailing. He drove
a rental car.
A rental Lamborghini.
120 miles an hour.
You dumb bastard.
And left the scene.
On the freeway in Dallas, where there's cameras everywhere.
And what he thought? Nobody was going to know that he rented a car? What a fucking idiot.
That's a great point. I didn't even think about that.
They found weed in both vehicles, too, but there weren't any weed charges. So I don't know if maybe it was just residue.
But, like,
or
when you
smell.
Check the. When you rent a car, you have to give them information.
Yes.
About you.
Yeah.
You fucking
silly
idiot.
Silly
like
behavior.
Like we said, 80%.
Oh, God. I remember that.